give you anything.
It's 6 o'clock. It's kind of a start our meeting tonight. I'd like to welcome everybody that's here tonight. This meeting is just going to be a public hearing for the critical infrastructure material protection area. We're going to begin with invocation and pledge of allegiance. Micah will lead us in that. So.
Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this opportunity to gather tonight. We're grateful for the freedoms that we enjoy in this country that we're blessed to live in. We're especially grateful for this beautiful part of the world that we live in and the wonderful people that we're surrounded by. We are grateful for all that we've been given. We pray for rain. We pray that we can receive additional much needed moisture, that we might be wise stewards of that we've been blessed with, and be wise with how we use it. We pray for those and are mindful of those who have lost loved ones recently in the flooding and other catastrophes, and pray that thou would comfort those who are suffering and who have lost those dear to them at this time. Now we ask that we might be blessed tonight to have this meeting, be blessed with wisdom and sound judgment, so that we can interact with civility and respect. And again, we thank thee for the freedoms that we're able to meet and gather under. We say this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
To begin the process tonight, just to give you a little bit of information, it's been a couple months ago or so that Interstate Rock approached the city and asked about applying for a SMPA protection for their gravel pit. And we told them that if they wanted to make that application, they could. And so they went through the process to do that. This is the final step for that process, the public hearing tonight. I'm going to turn the time over to Faye for just a few minutes as he can explain in a little more detail how that worked out, and then we'll open it up for the public.
Yeah, I can't just remember for the benefit of those people who do not know what that process is.
Speaking of the microphone.
Sorry. For those people who do not know what that process is or what process we followed, the process is outlined in the Utah Code for formation of a SMPA. The first step, of course, is to provide notice of the filing of the application, along with a copy of the application itself, informing people that they have the right to lodge any objection that they may wish to make. We did that. Notice was sent out. We had a number of people who made comments on email sent to the city. And then over the course of that time, a number of people have come to various meetings and made comments and so forth. That was the first step. The second step, after sending out notice to people, giving them a chance to voice their concerns, we sent the proposal to the City Planning Commission and also the County Advisory Board for their review and recommendation. That review and recommendation is not binding on the city necessarily, but it does serve as a good guide for the City Council when the City Council makes its determination. Each of those groups, each of those bodies gave us a recommendation that we should approve the protection area, listed the reasons for that, and also suggested certain conditions for that. received those recommendations. We summarized those recommendations and then sent out another notice to all the residents within 1,000 feet of the development, a notice of this public hearing, so that you would know what their recommendation was, and then at this public hearing, you'd be able to respond to some of those kind of things and state your concerns or state how you feel about it. So this is the chance for the public to weigh in and voice their concerns. After tonight's meeting, theoretically the council could make a decision this evening, but I think what we're planning on doing is just simply taking all of your comments under advisement, and then we'll set up for a later meeting, maybe 2 or 3 weeks downstream, and then at that meeting we would make some sort of final determination. So, as part of the hearing tonight, anybody who wishes to stand up, come to the podium, stand and make a few comments, they're welcome to do that. But we'd ask that you give your name and address, identify yourselves to your address, and I think we've allotted 3 minutes.
That's correct, three minutes.
3 minutes per person. And we hope that that gives sufficient time for you to state the essential parts of your concerns or your arguments about the SIMPA. We also hope that if you agree with somebody who's just previously spoken, instead of just launching into the same explanation or the same concerns, you can just simply say, I agree with what's been said before, and try to keep it as brief as possible. But again, if you have something new to contribute, we're more than happy to hear all of that. So I think with that.
Okay. Kyle's going to be our timer. He'll raise his hand when you have 15 seconds, and then at the end of the 15 seconds, we'll let somebody else speak. So it is open now for the public hearing, and anybody that wants to come up and speak, come to the podium and speak.
Yeah, hi. My name is Bruce Burgoyne. I live on 974 North State. Our property is pretty much all of the gravel pit, the whole thing. My problem mostly is the dust. And when you think of dust, it's like, no, it's on my windowsill like this at night. I've gone up there, I've talked with Bo. We've had arguments. And he says, listen, we got a meeting Friday afternoon. He says, I'll bring this up in front of everybody, and I'll come down to your place and let you know what we decided to do. Well, of course, I never saw Bo. I called him the following week, and he says, yeah, we chopped it over. We got to put some water up there. We're going to put sprinklers up there. I'm gonna say that was 3 years ago. It's bad. It's really bad. They're closing we're changing our filters in our air conditioner once a month. The clothes in my closet are covered in dust. It's in our garage. It's everywhere. I'm here representing myself and my father-in-law as well. He lives there on the property. He's had that property since the 60s. He bought it right out of high school. He's got the same problem. He's got problems in his throat. I'm retired. I don't want this. I didn't want the fight. That's why I said, well, I'm done. Just whatever. Well, we had a flood come through there 3-4 months ago from their pit and washed out my driveway, road base, which is what they produced. Did anybody come down and ask anything? No. I've got an excavator right above my house with rocks ready to roll down in my house. They talk about putting this wire, installing rock netting barriers to vulnerable areas. When are they going to do that? Before or after? I was sitting in my chair, I don't know, you can ask them, 2-3 months ago when they blast. It picked my house up and dropped it. Where's the doorknob? Where's the monitors? Where's anything? I have not seen them go with any of the things that they're required to do. And it's just, they're the worst neighbors I've ever had, honestly. I I've tried talking to you about it. They say they've been conducting property for the last 30 years, long before encroaching new residence development. Well, we've been there longer than that. So that's an insult. So what I guess that I'm getting is, I don't take their word on anything. They haven't done anything to help. They're not concerned about me, our property, or any of my relatives that live down there. Full-time water trucks and sprinklers on haul roads and stockpiles. Well, that would be a start. That was the conversation I had with Bo almost 3 years ago. Could you put a chemical stabilizing on the ground to hold it down and make products for that? Nothing. Increasing dust monitoring?
Your time's up, thank you. Thank you. 3 minutes. So. Next person.
So we are within that 1,000 feet of the Simba area. I'm going to try to keep my statements just as brief as possible while also expressing my concerns and my feelings for how this whole thing has played out. I'm taking this opportunity to express my concerns. I hope you will listen to them. I feel like they have been largely dismissed and we've been treated as a nuisance with our objections from the get-go. The first time I started feeling this was when my husband tried to attend the planning commission meeting. Walks up to the door and he's greeted with, "Oh, here comes the mob." That is an insult to all those people who showed up there, my husband especially. Far from a mob. We are property owners, we're taxpayers. We work hard. We built our home in 2018 knowing full well Interstate Rock was there. Never once have we complained about them. We were under the, we bought it, there's only R1A, whatever it is, RA1. We know that. We knew that they were going to eventually develop it. We were fine with that. But this goes beyond. And that's the other thing we're told. Well, you bought next to the pit, you should have done your due diligence. We did do our due diligence. We were aware from this, aware about this, but we did not buy within 1,000 feet of a Simba, nor would we have. My biggest concern as a young mom and wife who's, you know, trying to start my life and build wealth for us in this economy is our home. Our home is our number one asset we have. We work very hard for it. We've also been told that this will not affect our property values. When Bo Stratton went to our meeting at Trelgis State HOA, said, "It's not going to affect your property values." Well, with all due respect, he doesn't know that. He said we've been able to sell properties in Limerick and just fine. That's fine. Because they've never, it's not been next to a Simba. This would be a Simba moving forward. And I don't think anyone's going to want to come by my house and pay me full market value to live next to a Simba, because under Utah code, it states that our home and property would be conditioned upon acceptance of any annoyance or inconvenience which may result from such normal critical infrastructure materials operations, and that they would be granted highest priority. Even if Interstate Rock continues to operate as they are now, this verbiage alone would give buyers moments of pause and either pass up on buying the property or buy the property at a highly reduced rate. I feel like our concerns have just been washed away. Another comment was made, we're in Tokerville. I know we're in Tokerville, but we're also within this 1,000-feet barrier. This affects us. I just want, another thing is that Interstate Rock are good people. That's great. All us homeowners, my neighbors are amazing people. They're good people. They pay their taxes. They're the best neighbors. They've become some of our great friends. So we're doing this based on who's good people. There's a lot of good people involved in this.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else?
I'm Tim Anderson, Kurt McConkie, I represent the Bakers. I think I've been here way too many times. Next time I've been here again, I will do the pledge for you. But
we'll have you pray for us, is that okay?
I can do that too. Thank you. But my point is very simple. Simple protections are designed for operators facing external encroachments not developers who intentionally create urban conditions around a pit for long-term development. There may be some dispute in regard to how it's affected legally, but our position is that very simply, Interstate Rock is a developer of that hillside. They've long since gone past that situation, that condition simply being a sand and gravel operation. And as such, they should not get special treatment under the simple rules. It's outside of the statute as we see it. So really, three things will happen. If the SIMPA is adopted, the city will get sued. Not just by my client, but probably by lots of others. You adopt some type of development agreement that can resolve those issues. Nobody's going to get sued, or just leave it where it is. But our view is that if the concerns are, there are Fifth Amendment takings issues, that is Fifth Amendment of the Constitution, you can't, even if the SIMPA is allowed to be passed, that doesn't mean that the landowners don't have rights under the Fifth Amendment for taking of value of the property. And so it triggers a whole area of litigation that could happen. Same thing with regard to any type of special treatment towards this particular corporate resident of the community. Special treatment means that there has to be a very important reason for that. And if the reason is if they're given preference and they get a special situation where actually that particular 117 acres gets taken out of the control of the city, and that's what the SIMPA allows, then that creates a situation that also results in litigation under this Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution. So I'm giving you a few constitutional reasons. There are a lot of others, but I think the big question, why is this being sought so diligently? Is it because they're in a situation where it will improve the business situation, the economic situation for Interstate Rock? Is it going to help to reduce their insurance costs? Any of those, if those are any of the reasons involved here, and the city is involved in giving this right of the SIMPA for those reasons, those are wrong reasons. That's arbitrary, that's capricious, it's illegal. And so, because the state created the SIMPA doesn't mean it's the solution here. I think the solution will be a cooperative agreement, and if they do that, I think things will work out well for everybody, and we can all go home and not worry about this anymore. So, thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
My name is Christian Harrison. I live at 87 East 70 North here in Laverkin. I just want to give an opinion from someone who's been in Laverkin my whole life. I've lived here since I was in kindergarten and been all around this town, and I see that Interstate Rock has operated that gravel pit well enough that I didn't know it existed, despite the fact that I've been all over town. I've never noticed any adverse effects from a general resident. I can't speak to those who are closer, but as a general resident of the town, I've never been adversely affected by that gravel pit. And I think the conditions set forth, the recommendations by the advisory board and the planning commission, or correct steps to help mitigate potential problems that could be. I believe they've made good recommendations. And I would express my opinion in favor of the proposal. Thank you.
Thanks. Any others? If there are not any others, we will close the public hearing and go into the business section. So, the next item on the agenda is discussion and possible action to approve Interstate Rock application for critical infrastructure material protection area.
Mayor, I would make a motion that we don't take any action tonight, that we take the input that we've received on our advisement, and that we put it on a future agenda item here in the next 2 to 4 weeks.
Okay, we have a motion to take it under advisement and discuss it at a future meeting. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. Blair?
Yes.
Patty?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Darren?
Yes.
Okay. I want to thank everybody for coming tonight. I appreciate your comments, and we will take it under advisement and make a decision at a future meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
We are adjourned now. Thanks. Cool.